Well, thank you. I am the vegetable weed control scientist located at the joint Clemson USDA Vegetable Research Laboratory in Charleston, South Carolina. And my talk today is going to focus on some preliminary experiments where we've been using the Husky robotics platform to control weeds in sweet potato. So as Steve mentioned, there is a need for robotic weed control in specialty crops. Having been a herbicide development discovery scientist at Syngenta prior to coming to Clemson, I understand the investment he mentioned, close to $300 million to develop a new molecule. So they're going to focus on the high acreage crops, not specialty crops. There's also an increased demand for organic production. And one of the methods that organic growers use to control weeds is hand weeding. And there's hand weeding expensive in sweet potato in the Carolinas, $500 per acre. And then there's a shortage of labor for hand weeding. Also, what's driving investment in robotic weed control technologies is herbicide resistance in row crops. So that's what's partially funding this project is the cotton board. So you want to look at autonomous or robotic weeders to control weeds like herbicide-resistant palm amaranth. And as Steve mentioned, there's been a lot of success with larger tractor-based cultivars in Arizona and California. He showed the Robovator. This is, again, an experiment from UC Davis and Steve and colleagues. Steve and his colleagues were able to show that using the intelligent cultivator was much more effective both without herbicide than the standard cultivator, and then as he mentioned, it's difficult to replace herbicides. The best treatment for controlling weeds in broccoli was the use of an intelligent cultivator plus herbicide. But most of my growers, I have one grower who would, organic grower who I work with, who would probably be able to afford a Robovator. The majority of our growers we work with are 5 acres or less. And hand weeding is what really is limiting their operation, the cost that it for hand weeding. And also what might make it difficult to use a tractor-based cultivation system, at least in South Carolina, is our rainy season. We have for sweet potato, or our sweet potato season's June through September, October. Our really bad rain season is June, July. So it's during the critical period for managing weeds. So it is really for our smaller organic growers and sweet potato growers, using a lightweight, cheaper, autonomous weeder might be a better option than using something like Robovator. So if I would encourage you all to look at ClearPath Robotics' website. They're the company that makes Husky. They have a couple different models. The one on the top there is Jackal, and some students actually programmed it to be self-aware, has a bunch of different sensors, cameras, even a sonar, where it could essentially simulate a shopping trip in Manhattan. So they used it for that, and then they have the newest ClearPath Robotics model is called Moose. That's right down here. And that's 10 feet long and have a payload of about 1,200 pounds. But the most common model that people have been looking at is Husky. Husky is going to be in booth 409, the actual model. But it's about a meter in length, 67 centimeters in width, and has a max speed close to 2.5 miles per hour. Scientists at MIT actually developed a Husky platform to defuse bombs. But instead of bombs, in our experiment, we're trying to take out weeds. So we have a couple objectives. Long term is to develop an autonomous platform to perform both weed control with cultivators and spray guns. And short term is to determine if weed pressure, terrain, undulation, and soil moisture influence cultivation in sweet potato and cotton fields. So this is a picture of Husky. Joe, you're going to go over this in your harvesting section. So it's previously been evaluated in cotton. So what we were doing with sweet potato was looking at the impact of the cultivator. The initial one trial was looking at the impact of Husky's speed without the cultivator in two different terrain types and two soil moisture conditions, and then incorporate the cultivator and see how it was able to control weeds in sweet potato in a trial that had drip irrigation and one that was non-irrigated. The irrigation is obviously going to impact soil moisture, but also the weed species dynamics. So here's a picture of Husky with the cultivator. It was just a standard tine cultivator. And look in the initial study, we looked at the impact of terrain and soil moisture. On the time required to move Husky 7.6 meters, and soil condition had a significant effect, but terrain did not. And there's no significant interaction with terrain or with terrain by soil moisture. And generally, if the soil was dry, the Husky moved a little quicker. It was significantly quicker, but we were still able to get the Husky in a scenario which the soil had 65% soil saturation, which you wouldn't be able to get a tractor in that scenario. So looking at the time required to cultivate plots that are 4.5 meters long, it was actually really difficult to move the Husky with the cultivator through the non-irrigated section. One of the reasons that was the case is there was a lot more Palmer amaranth, pigweed, in the non-irrigated trial. Palmer amaranth is a desert plant, has a really long, big taproot. So it was a function of the soil being, the Husky not able to get enough traction in the soil, and the size of the Palmer amaranth that we're dealing with in the non-irrigated. Within the irrigated, within the irrigated plot, we were able to move through in about 20 seconds. It's still pretty slow, but there's some things we can do to remedy that. It provided about 80% weed control in the irrigated. We had to move the sweet potato vines prior to cultivation. Typically, we would be cultivating a lot earlier in the season, but we just didn't have the cultivator fabricated yet. So in summary, Husky was able to maneuver in high soil moistures, soils with a high water content, and it was able to perform well in undulating terrain. But when you had significant Palmer amaranth coverage, it really the efficacy really dropped off. And there's some things we can do with the cultivator to improve movement and weed control. Some of the future research includes improvement on the cultivator design, testing with a conventional spray boom, precision spray gun. With sweet potato in particular, working with plant breeders and developing sweet potato architecture, which is more upright in growth. This isn't just for robotics, but for any kind of cultivation technique. That's the more upright sweet potato biotype, and then you have the conventional. And then we're going to be testing it in cotton as well. And good. I'd like to thank Dr. Maha and the Cotton Board and the interns that worked on this project.